not no. jealousy, but it's like it's no, almost well, weird. Again, I thought you've inhabited for four.
Again,
four
I thought years. I would feel like that. To be honest, I thought I'd find it quite difficult to see that they were filming and to see pictures of Matt and Karen all ready to go. But actually, that's just been exciting so far.
Really?
It's just been a bit of a thrill. That's completely genuine. That probably doesn't sound like the truth, but it is. I promise you. I remember the day that the costume was revealed.
Yeah.
Being really excited. Somebody texted me and I went, "Oh," and I'd been really excited to go online and have a look.
Yeah.
It surprised me how unpreparatorial I felt. But again, maybe now's not the time to really know. Maybe it's next spring when everyone's talking about how brilliant the new series is.
Do you think you would enjoy it as a viewer?
I hope so. I plan to. There's certainly no reason why I wouldn't. Clearly there'll be great scripts, and I'm sure Matt and Karen will be great. I mean, it might be a bit odd at first, but I think I'll get used to it quite quickly.
Well, I hope you've had a good day today. I'm just waiting to go into the ITV London studios now to do a pilot show with David Dickinson, which I think will probably be on ITV. I think it's going to be on ITV, a sort of an afternoon chat show. Anyhow, looking forward to doing that, and then going home, and I'll be on Smooth Radio tomorrow morning at 7 o'clock through till 10, so I hope you'll be able to tune in. And of course, this weekend we will, as always, have the Sky Plus HD Mega Bundle to give away as well. It's been a rather nice day today, with it, sort of from the point of view of the weather. Getting cold, though, but I suppose we should expect it at this time of year. Only 2 weeks to go to this day. Till Christmas. Unbelievable. Have a nice evening.
We're both fighting. When you do it, I'll scribble and then I'll make it new. Then I'll make it,
I was out on the ground, came under contact. Yeah, it started off by getting hit by an RPG and then came under fire, so I was bombing rounds up whilst the other lads were shooting back at them, and I did a switch around with one of the lads, and as I was firing the weapon stopped and they shot back, and one of the rounds hit a stone or something and like, shattered, and a piece of it like fragmentation like rebounded off the stone and hit me in the neck. And I didn't even notice for about a couple of minutes, and then my corporal come up to me, grabbed me and just told me what had happened and just turned man down. I was back here within half an hour of the incident.
You better watch out and you better not cry. Better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus coming to town. Santa Claus coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town. He's making a list and he's checking it twice. Gonna find out if you've been naughty or nice. Santa Claus coming to town. Santa Claus coming to town. Santa Claus. You better watch out and you better not cry. Better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus coming to town. Santa Claus coming to town. Santa Claus is coming. child, you better not cry. Better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus coming to town. Santa Claus coming to town. Santa Claus is coming. Santa Claus is coming. Santa Claus is coming to town. Coming to town.
Well, I've got it from the horse's mouth here at Copenhagen. I just spoke to Ed Miliband, who is the main climate negotiator for the British, despite the fact that Gordon Brown is here. And this thing, this climate change summit has collapsed at the moment. They're trying very hard to get it back together again, but it is quite clear that the Indians are thinking of going. A number of people have already gone, and they're desperately fighting to try and keep people here to try again to get some sort of agreement. But the biggest breakdown factor is the fact that the Chinese do not want external monitoring of what they do to try to combat and what they actually achieve in terms of combating carbon emissions. And I have to say that the possibility must exist, given that Obama's speech this morning when he arrived was so evidently targeted at the Chinese, in that it mentioned transparency, that's this monitoring issue, time and time and time again. He even added stuff spontaneously that wasn't in the released script. And I suspect he will not be damaged by going back to the United States empty-handed, that indeed it will actually enhance his position, that he will be able to go back there and say, I stood tall, the Chinese are the people who resisted it, now let's get to it and see how we deliver on our own climate, our own carbon emissions. It may make his attempts to get carbon emission limits through Congress in a way that if he'd gone back successfully with a rather generous offer, not that we've seen such a thing, he'd have been in a very difficult position. He's in a much easier position domestically. So we may have seen some very big-time power play with both China and America looking to their domestic needs above those of the rest of the world. I'll boo again when there is something more to report.
Hi, everyone. Thank you all for coming. Adrian and I are really happy that you could all make it. As you all know, this is the second Chocolate Festival, and it gives us an opportunity to show people our chocolate as well as our coffee. A lot of people know us for our coffee, but they're not that familiar that we sell hot chocolate as well. In fact, the Caffè Vergnano family only sell one other product, and that's the hot chocolate. And purely because it's such a fantastic product, it's actually the oldest drinking chocolate recipe in the world, from 1678. We have it here at the Chocolate Festival. It's available in all three of our stores. And we have a few chocolate machines down on the square that everybody can come down and try later. In fact, we have some samples now for everybody, so we can pass them around just to give you a taste of what we do.
Hi, this is George outside a fairly deflated Stadium of Light. Just seen Sunderland draw 1-1 with Portsmouth, and sometimes football does have a real sting in the tail. Sunderland should have won that game fairly comfortably, didn't take their chances and paid for it at the end. I'm here with my friend Simon Bird from the Daily Mirror. What do you make of that, Simon?
A massive disappointment. You have to say Sunderland didn't really close down the game well enough. They had not many chances for either side. It was a real grind of a game. And you know, when Portsmouth got that corner in the injury time, you just thought, here comes the goal. And it did. Kabul scored it.
Yeah. last day in Berlin, and I'm recording this in the street just outside the net cafe that never changes its password. So, yes, I'm stealing their internet yet again, and I'm starting to feel slightly guilty about it, but fuck them, to be honest. I've paid for half an hour, and I've probably only used about half an hour anyway, just spread over 4 days. So I was going to go to the Reichstag this morning, because you can walk around it, and I think it's the same place they did the X-Men scene, with the passing the mutant registration law. Charles and Charles Xavier and Magneto meet and on that sort of spiral walkway. I think that's the Reichstag. I'll have to check when I get back. So I skipped that because it's quite a walk away and thought I'll just go straight to the zoo. And the zoo's really, really good. Well, I'm two minds of the zoo. The aquarium and the sort of reptile house and the little monkeys are brilliant. But when you've got stuff like lions and things and polar bears and they're just pacing, it's really horrible to watch, actually. I really didn't enjoy the lions. The lions are obviously not having fun. They were not happy at all.
Hi there. On today's programme, we're continuing our journey down the Mekong River in Vietnam. Our reporter Jane Chambers has been talking to some children there who are preparing for what they see as a chance of rising floodwaters by taking special swimming lessons. And she'll also be telling us about the journey she's made by boat down the Mekong River. We're going to find out why the traditional life of the gaucho, the Argentinian cowboy, is under threat. And we're talking to an opera singer who went from success on the West End stage in a controversial show called Jerry Springer the Opera to sleeping rough under a bridge by a canal. We'll hear how he's turned his life around on today's edition of Outlook. I hope you can join us.
Oh my giddy aunt, I tell you, it's chaos, craziness, madness, and just somewhere I really don't want to be. Didn't want to be, because I've gone, so I don't have to be there anymore. All I've succeeded in doing during the Christmas shopping madness, that is a Saturday, a few weeks before Christmas, probably only 2 weeks before Christmas, isn't it? I have no idea. All I've managed to do is buy myself something. Some things, in fact. It's just the parking, the traffic, the people, frenzied animals that they are, all thinking that if they don't get that particular piece of crap right now, the world is going to end. Have I gone the wrong way?
What happened to parent-led sponsor? What happened to your parent-led sponsor that you talked
Eaton
about?
Eaton, yeah? Class wars, remember your...
Sorry,
Jim. Eaton, class wars.
This is the class war.
Eaton, Dulwich College.
So what about these crooks that you've employed, Educrooks?
Excuse me, it's a public meeting, not a football match.
No, that's why, if it's a public meeting, then the public are allowed to...
It's not a public, not a public.
Therefore, we are allowed to make an argument.
So he met someone who set you back on your heels. Goody, goody. So you met someone and now you know how it feels. Goody, goody. So you gave him your heart too. Just like I gave mine to you, and you broke it in little pieces. Now how do you do? So you lie awake just singing the blues all night. Goody goody. So you think that love's a barrel of dynamite. Hooray and hallelujah, you had it coming to ya. Goody goody for him, goody goody for me. And I hope you're satisfied, you rascal, you.
The time is about 7:50 on the 21st of December. I'm doing the Christmas shopping. I'm in John Lewis. And I've gone mad. I'm torn between one half of my brain wants to just wander around, gazing slack-jawed at all the stuff, and the other half of my brain is desperately fighting the urge to just shout, what is all this bollocks? What does any of this do? I just spent about 5 minutes staring at a foot-tall metal egg, wondering if I should buy it, and I have no idea what it's for. There were some racist egg cups as well. The egg cups were in the design of a racial caricature, and then you took their heads off and ate your eggs out of them. I'm recording this from a sort of dead zone in between the departments. I'm not sure I can find my way out from here. If you haven't heard from me in a while, please send help.
One of the big topics here today is mobile apps and the whole economy surrounding mobile apps. But do you think we'll ever get to a stage where just the web itself, just the internet, is the standard app for mobile?
I think we certainly will, and to a decent extent, we are already seeing pretty clear signals of that. If you look at some of the most modern browsers today, the iPhone Safari browser, the Android browser, certainly with 2.0, the extent to which they're supporting HTML5 APIs allows a lot of richness when you're an app developer. You can write apps that are really fast, making use of things like database API, app cache. You can do a lot with JavaScript, and the great thing is that this is already portable to a really, really high extent amongst platforms, so you can write an app using JavaScript, CSS, HTML5 today and bring it to iPhone, Android, Palm Web OS, and hopefully very soon other platforms as well with very, very little modification.
As soon as the recession starts, is there an increase in litigation?
That's a very interesting question. I mean, the answer is not immediately. What you'll find is that companies will go to their lawyers to try and understand their rights under contracts or contracts of employment. And it's only after that that you'll get litigation. As far as employee disputes are concerned, clearly if you're making employees redundant, there is always the likelihood of an immediate challenge there. So litigation will happen.
Right. Okay, bye everyone.